Yo, welcome back to another fine episode of Conversation for Days. You're here with Lilo and Frankie right here.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, coming back to you guys with another fine filled episode. Got some good topics here, and we're going to be talking about, of course, you know, I mean, what month is it? It's February, month of love, but also month of Black History. So I
come
think
we'll
talk about that a little bit. So, if anything, first off, you know, thanks for joining us. Thanks for watching. You know, thanks for liking, commenting, subscribing. Don't forget to do those things. I'm stopping right now. So, you know, you can do it right now. You know where it is. You see the button. You see it, so press it. You know,
just subscribe.
Just subscribe. Give us stars where you see ratings. You know, Apple. You know, there's what other platforms are there?
So Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and then YouTube. I would say those are our main three. There's like maybe other two or three other places that it gets sent to. But those are the ones that we promote more because those are like our biggest platforms that people listen to our podcast on. So yeah, so make sure to do that. And also I want to say thank you to everybody who listened to our episode, view it too on YouTube. I saw that we had a good amount of views, so that was good to see. So I want people to do the same, because you know, we'll be able to drop more and more content. And yeah.
So, yo, we are kicking it off with episode 91. We've come a long way, bro.
we're getting like step by step. We're getting closer to that big 100. So it's a big feat, man. It's a big feat, you know, to think of like from the episode one and not knowing anything and just trying something new, taking a risk. And then now we're doing this, you know, 90 episode later or 91 episode later.
Episode later, it's, you know, seeing that progress, you know, slow and steady.
It's good. It's good. I'm proud of us. And also, when we talk about Black History Month, I think that's something that we should celebrate between Black brothers. It's like, you know, just doing something that, yes, you know, anybody these days can start a online platform or can do a podcast or can do their own page about anything, right? But I think it's just good to see not only us, but anybody that's Black that does something for themselves, where you don't have to, it's not someone else telling you what to do, but it's like, you kind of just do your own project. But, you know, we should promote that more. And
it's just like, we have a lot of ideas, you know, we have a lot of like nice stuff. So it's like, whenever you have these ideas, it's best to act on them. You know what I mean? It's like, we could talk about it. We can be like, oh, hey, you know, this is what I want to do by next year. This is what I want to do, so and so. But it's like, you know, we had talks about, you know, you brought the podcast platform to me. You know what I mean? So it's like, yo, we always have great conversations. So it's like, instead of just letting that go in the wind, it's like we actually chose to do something with it, you know?
Exactly.
So with that, that's like a big props. Big props right there, because, you know, we actually stayed consistent with it. So. I'm proud of us too, man. It's been a nice journey.
For sure. And so to the topic of Black History Month. Well, we say Black History Month because this is the month, but I think during the conversation that we're gonna have, you know, Conversation for Days, you'll see that we'll go in different layers. So it's not just gonna be centered around just that month. But I think to just having a conversation about like one, the impact of the month, this like right now, compared to the last few years, like, have you felt anything different, Kalilo, and how things are now? I would say it's maybe more about like what you see on social media, because that's kind of become more of our reality on what is being talked about. And whenever we have this Black History Month, have you seen anything different from your end, or do you think that things are kind of still the same? What is your opinion about this month when it comes to like, for Black, like about like Black people, you know?
So let's see, because I mean, Black History Month of the past, you know, every time I see Black History, especially back, you know, go decade ago or so, every time you see Black History, it's always associated with like history in terms of like slavery.
So
I feel like that was the biggest thing to be talked about when it comes to Black history. Which is not. It's not the entirety of Black history. In fact, it's the one part of Black history that held us back. You know, so the fact that that's like the biggest thing to be focused on, it's like there are a lot of heroes, you know, when you talk about slavery times that need to be talked about. And it's important to have stories and movies about these kind of people, so people get a better idea as to who they are and what they went through and how they pushed through all that kind of like, you know, terror and tragedy despite everything they were facing, and you can still come out, you know, winning or, you know, free. Right. Yep. So, I mean, those things are important, but I see a shift in talking about those things, you know, more towards accomplishments. And maybe that's just what I'm seeing with, you know, whatever algorithm I'm on. You know, I mean, everybody has a different algorithm based on what they watch. But I'm seeing it turn into more of like an accomplishment thing. Yep. And it really makes me appreciate pages like the Instagram page called Black Enterprise. Shout out to them, by the way, because I mean, you know, they've been putting on a lot of like, you know, positive stuff when it comes to, you know, Black community, or, you know, Black success stories, all these kind of things, because it's important. You know, it's good to know that, you know, we have people, you know, in that community that are excelling to crazy heights, you know, being so young or being so held back, you know, by whatever environment they're in. It's like, oh, hey, this person still has a success story. You know what I mean? Shout outs to LeBron, by the way, because, you know.
Oh, yeah. He surpassed Kareem. Yeah.
Kareem.
Mm-hmm. All-time scorer.
So I think that was like, what did I see? Like, he scored 38,387 points.
Yeah. A lot of damn points. It's something that, like, wasn't, it was, we had to wait, what, 40 years for someone to surpass the fact that LeBron did that, and he's still playing at a high level. It's like, yeah, that's like, when we talk about, like, Black History Month, like, Black history, just like some a Black person making history, that is history, because that's going to be, that record is going to be, is going to live for a long time. Like, I mean, if even someone else is going to surpass that record, it might take another 40 years. So he's always going to be in the history books. And the fact that it's like a Black person and it's someone as good as LeBron, you know, it's just, yeah, that's, when you talk about accomplishment, that is something that, you know, I think now, I definitely like to, definitely love seeing that, where we promote a lot of like that positive and like just things that we do great, because I think everybody knows, even when we talked about, like, you know, as Black people, as in our community, how we can improve on some things, how we're limited, or maybe how white supremacy or people are trying to bring us down. One big thing is, you know, think of like if for this month, like every day, a Black person accomplished something humongous. It in a weird way, I think it would be not weird, but I think it would be, for like white supremacy, it would be way too much. They'll be like, okay, y'all Black people need to calm down. Like, no, we can't we can tolerate like this this greatness and success and all that, right? Because yeah, we all know there's a lot of successful, and even when we talk about the past, like like when we talk about slavery, essentially, because the one thing I always love to hear is when we talk about like who invented what, you know, like how, and there's so many Black people that invented things that at times you don't even know until someone bring it up, and then it just pops out in social media. It's like, wait, so this person created the fridge, or like something. It could be as like so random, but it's so important, because now, and some things such as a fridge, it's a necessity. It's something that like everybody needs, everybody from any race needs, right? In their household. So things like that needs to be pushed, and I think we're doing a better job. But did you want to add, I don't know, did you add anything else when it comes to like, I don't know, anything that you've seen that's been different, or the impact, or?
So let's see. I mean, okay. So the impact of it is good, because, you know, I like the fact that, you know, it's kind of shifting to more topics. You know,
okay. Yeah.
More history is shifting to, shifting to accomplishments rather than to, you know, the stories that held us back. Because, I mean, there's a lot of accomplishments that obviously Black people have made, you know, a lot of accomplishments that every race has made. But it's just the portrayal and the image of, you know, having somebody take the role as the lowest class, for example. You know what I mean? Because it's the same thing with, you know, like Native people in America, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, they have their history, it's gone, you know, it's like brushed off to the side, reserves, all this kind of stuff that like is being held down and is being suppressed, you know? So it's like, they also know what we're going through, you know, in terms of a struggle. So it's good to see, it's good to see more stories of like, hey, you know what, throughout this is what was still being able to be accomplished, you know? And it's like every race should have, like should be able to recognize, you know, where they're doing good and, you know, where they've done bad. You know, because it's like if we don't have a sense of both sides and we're just sticking to, oh yeah, you know, hey, my race is amazing because we did this, we did this, we did this. You know, it's like, oh, much better than your race. It's like you already lost whatever argument you're trying to make because, you know, you're going on a place of like division. You know what I mean? It's like we all have stuff that we can be grateful for, all have stuff that we can regret or feel bad about. You know what I mean? It's like white people. You know what I mean? Like they had a whole conquest of like the world and all these cultures. So you have a lot of white people that like, you know, have that guilt associated with them, you know, so they're able to empathize more and relate. You know, a lot of them, they're in situations that are like black situations, you know, like whether it comes to poverty or like, you know, low wealth, all these kind of things that like, you know, happen throughout the world or even America, especially, you know, I like to poke at America because, you know, just the whole black history in America, even South Africa, places like that, you know, it's just like, there's so much that happened that like, that in order for somebody to win or to conquer, it's like, okay, I'm kind of jumping off the rails, but like, it's like in a lot of the history we have right now and a lot of the way the world is structured is like inspired by Roman history. You know what I mean? That was like that last empire that like fell, a lot of the stuff got carried over and it's like, you know, how our framework is kind of built in the Western world. So it's like, you know, we're following people that like have a history of when they conquer a place, they destroy history that's been made in that place in order to rebuild it in their image.
Yeah. Right?
So it's like, you know, you have a lot of places like, just look at Egypt. I think that's the perfect place to throw in here because it's like Egypt, you know, we have statues in our images and it's like, how come all the noses are gone? You know what I mean? It's like, if there's one thing that can connect a statue or even just, you know, an idea to people, it's the noses. I mean, you know, we got the biggest, widest noses.
Because that's a feature that it's common to us and not to other,
It's very rare. It's like, it's not common for other races to really, you know, have noses as big as ours. So if you see that on a statue, there's no way you're pointing to, you know, another race. It's going to be black. And so there's a lot of stuff there that's like, you know, suppressed or revisioned, you know, because of whatever conquest was trying to happen at the time, you know? So I feel like there's so much of history that's, you know, history is only told by whoever is the victor. Right. So it's like at the end of the day, are we hearing the real story? You know, because it's like we obviously know there's a lot more to black people than just, you know, oh, yeah, hey, we were once slaves. But hey, we got this far.
Look, slavery was not only in our community. It happened to in other races, too. They had their own version of slavery. The fact that like we were the ones that it's constantly been talked about and there's other like races that or people in the world that went through slavery too, but it's not as talked about as much, or it's not a thing that you think for, like it's not one of the first things that you think about when it comes to like, for example, people that are, I don't know, like Portuguese or from certain country. But then when it comes to like black people, for a lot, it's just slavery is often one of the first thing, you know, that we're going to talk about when it comes to us, like you know, we've been through slavery and it's happening, and it's like, but we're better. It's not saying better, but it's more like, but we're more than that. Like a lot of great things we've done. It's just that, when we're going to say, like, when we talk about white supremacy, I think one of the thing that kind of explains to what you're saying is that it's the ones that are at the top are the one that decides which history or what facts that we're going to get, or we're going to be taught at a young age. So a lot of good history happened with white people. We've done some great things, but for you to actually know what happened, you got to go to your own little research, go on Google, read books. And then again, it's not as easy to get that information. You really have to go to like that deep dive research. Not just, you can go to school and learn that in fourth, fifth grade. It's like, no, when you go to school, they teach you a certain thing or certain history, and it's always the same thing. You know, it doesn't really change.
It doesn't really dive deep into, you know, how those things ended up being that way in the first place, or what it was like before those, you know, that situation was in place.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, no, it's definitely important to, you know, do your own research, you know, ask your own questions as well. Cause it's like, you know, that's why, you know, a lot of children have that kind of power where it's like, they ask unfiltered questions.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, but how, why, you know what I mean? Like,
yep.
So if we keep that essence as well, then it's like, yeah, we can ask the right kind of questions to really find out, you know, what kind of history was actually in place, you know, cause to find that off of, you know, what the media is going to say and everything like this. First off, I mean, if a lot of people hear the word slave, you know what I mean? It's like, what's the first image that comes into the mind? Or who, what kind of person is the first image that comes into mind? You know what I mean? The biggest answer is going to be black people.
Yep.
Because of how history was told. You know, it's been a lot of slaves in many different places. But yeah, it's black people that get the image.
But us, we get that constant narrative about slavery. It's like, mm-hmm. After a while, it kind of just becomes like it's a bit much, you know. It's mm-hmm. kind of when we talk about like traumas that certain communities and people hold, it's like it's normal for some to feel like you're under that trauma if it's constantly talked about and mm-hmm. the narrative doesn't adapt or change to something else. So now it's like slowly you can see that's like we're kind of getting away from it.
Mm-hmm.
Not trying to say like we have to erase it from our history. No, it's part of history, but
yeah, but it's
yeah, but it's like, you know, when it comes to like, I don't know, like think of like a cake, like a chocolate cake or any type of cake that you like. Mm-hmm. There's when you cut it into different layers, you know, slavery, it's one layer of the cake. It's yeah. not the whole cake.
Yeah.
But how can a society or people that had to tell that history made it through is that like, oh, it's the whole cake. Everything about black people is just slavery and misery from their past. You know, it's like, all the great things we've done is kind of just like very under the radar. And when we talk about it, it's like, whoa, what? We've
there
done
some
this?
Great, insanely great accomplishments. You know what I mean? Like the Great Wall of Benin was said to be even longer and like a bigger wall than the Wall of China. You know what I mean?
Talk about it.
Nobody's talking about that. You know, Haitians. Only black people, at least, you know, for as far as we know, only black people that actually had a revolution that was successful.
Yep, they should not.
Black people that stood up and said, hey, you know what? We're not going to take it. And they succeeded.
Yep.
But what is the media going to show? It's going to show us movies of people that tried but failed. You know what I mean? Birth of a Nation. Oh, you ever seen that movie? Nat Turner, I think, was the guy. I hope I didn't get it wrong because, you know. But yeah, it was talking about the guy who, like, you know, built up a revolution so he can actually, like, you know, free black people. They mm-hmm. fought back. They tried, they lost. That's the movie that we're presenting. You know, or movies that, like, hey, we escaped, you know, we ran away and we found like whatever type of peace is better than the what they were able to find before. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's like, oh, we found not the solution. But, you know, we found somewhere for us to be comfortable enough to, you know, progress.
Yeah.
Even as slow as that progress is still progress. That's why we're here today. Right. Yep. But yeah, man, it's just the fact that, like, I'm still waiting for that movie. You know, I feel like a Haitian Revolution movie is like,
oh, that would be amazing.
I feel like they wouldn't want to put that up because of the fact that they were actually successful. Right, because then it's like, hey, let's not give these people, you know, to, you know, maybe try it again. You know, but
exactly.
Also, there's a lot of important things to talk about in that revolution as well, especially, you know, for us as black people. There was something that was there that is, you know, strong within all of us, even just as a people, as a human being, right? That was able to, you know, push up and say, this, whatever, what's happening to us is not right. So let's remove who's in power.
Yep.
And they were successful. So I'm still waiting for that movie.
Is it going to happen? I don't know. Based on, like, if you look at a history and how things are even now, like, it's still really not a thing to see. I mean, you know, you hope for things to change. But at least I think, like, you can see there's little steps or things that we're seeing as, like, not shown, like, when we talk about slavery, that's one where it's like, okay, I don't see it as much now as I've done in the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I feel like Black History Month, it's like kind of still a month where maybe for like our generation, where we kind of have to figure out, or people that's going to have the voice can have to figure out like how we're going to promote this, how Black Lives Month is going to be shown around the world, right?
Because a lot of people, they don't acknowledge, or they just, like a lot of Black people don't want to acknowledge Black History Month. They don't see it as like
an important,
you know, that's useful or something that's important, you know, something that's actually helping, right? So maybe it's based on maybe what they're talking about, you know? It's like, how come we always got to reflect on a time where we were the lowest of the low? You know, it's an important time, but that's not the only time, you know, because for somebody to even just remain sane, you know what I'm saying? Like for somebody to keep their composure and remain sane in those kind of times, that's impressive. That's like next level impressive.
You know, so, I think too, like maybe Black History Month in a certain way should be a month where we recognize people in the community or that are Black, that do great things or have done such an impact when they're alive. Because, you know, in a way, in a funny way, where like when people die, they're like either famous for doing something. That's when people start to be like, oh my God, remember when this person did this and that and that? Oh my God, they were great in this. But like, if we're able to celebrate them while they're alive and have a month every year to do it, I don't see it how it's bad. I would say that could actually be a thing where we can do, where it's like we make sure to celebrate people that deserve, you know, to show their greatness and what they've done has been good, like a positive thing for that month. Yeah, reminded, because like I said, it's like, why we have to wait till they died to give them flowers? We can give them flowers for that month. Why not?
Yeah, celebrate that, you know? There are living people that are making big moves, that are reaching milestones, that like, you know, it's nice to throw some respect their way instead of like, you know, throwing the respect when it's too late. Like it's because it sucks. It's like they, you know, somebody can pass away, you know, thinking that they failed. You know what I mean? A lot of people just have. You know, Confucius is one of them. It's a philosopher that like, you know, he passed away believing that like, you know, after everything he did, he ultimately failed. But look, people are still talking about his philosophies today. But he was never there to
see it. Yeah.
Success. You know, so it's like somebody that's doing that level of hard work, you know, even just in whatever scale it is, you know, as above, so below, you know what they say? It's like it's the same on every scale, right? So it's like somebody, you know, child started a lemonade stand, you know, was able to make $200. Talk about it. Yeah. Talk about it. That child knows how to talk to people in a way that you can make sense.
Business. It's smart. Yep.
You know, that's a little genius right there, you know? So, and it's like, it's not even just to overshadow or whatever any other race, because it always ends up being a conversation about that. You know?
That's the thing. When remember when there was a whole Black Lives Matter, and then people came out and be like, oh no, like it should be all lives matter.
That's not the point.
That's the thing. We can never win, because every time there is a positive light to our community and think like it's like, for once, things seems good for us. Whoever finds a way to be like, nope, we're not gonna let you have this win. We're just not gonna let you have this win. So it's like, in a funny way, like Black History Month is that one month where, you know, I thought of a question that was random, but it's like, you know, should, you know, on Black History Month, should Black people, should we get a pass on certain things?
Welcome, slap anybody, you know, it's like,
yeah, or like, I don't know, like if someone like commits a, like I'm not saying people commit a crime, but you know, it can be like a petty, like something that's like small, as like maybe I don't know, someone had to steal something from the grocery store because they're on welfare, and then the mom or dad or it's like, you know, struggling to make ends meet, and the person steals and then gets arrested, and it's like, instead of like being arrested and then go through the whole process of like how to get out, it's like, now you know what, for this month you can get away
with it. Watch, it's gonna be a month of love, with the most love towards riots and other stuff.
honestly,
it's like, that'd be hilarious, by the way. This, you know, it's a good idea for like a show and stuff. You know? I think Frankie's gonna be a director. You know, he's gonna start working on some stuff. You know,
I should.
But yo, it's like, it'd be hilarious. It'd be like Yeah, the amount of like, because the one thing I'm just like, there's people who understand, you know, how important the cause is, right?
Yeah.
But then there are those who are ignorant, and there are those who don't care, right? So I feel like those are the two of the worst people to have on your team. Yeah. You know what I mean? To have like a friend that's ignorant is like one of the worst things in the world, because they're gonna hurt you without even realizing that they're hurting you.
But hey, we see that's another thing where it's like, that is a common thread, I think, in humans. Mm-hmm. It's not even about race. You find it in any race. You're always going to have people that care about something. You're always going to have maybe 50% of people that care about it. Maybe like 30% of people who don't care too much about it. Mm-hmm. 20 that are ignorant. Mm-hmm. You know, you always find
maybe more
different. Yeah, maybe more. But yeah. It's not, that's the thing. I could never say that, like, oh, it's ignorance, it only be fine, for example, with white people or in a certain community. It's like, it can be fine and anywhere. It's not a race thing, it's just a human thing, in my opinion. But it's interesting too, because I had a situation recently when it comes to just, you know, when we talk about the month, it's also kind of reflects on, like, you know, I kind of think of, like, as a black person, like, you know, how is it to be like the black experience? And how do you even view yourself as a black person? And, you know, once in a while, I don't know for you, but sometimes I just be living, right? And I know I'm black, but I don't think too much about, okay, like, I'm black. Like, I don't think all the time, like, okay, I'm black, I'm black, I'm black. The first thing I think about is, okay, I'm Aimé. I'm like, you know, Frankie. Yeah. That's mm-hmm. who I am. That's the name I came up with. Obviously, how I look and my
genes. Yeah, this man came up with his own name? Yeah, that's next level kind of ish right there. The baby thing came out the womb talking, hey, me. Yeah.
I'm saying, bro, I don't know. I was destined for greatness, you know. Me and LeBron were.
This man named himself. Yo, peep that right there. That's a real game.
Yeah, because all of the other black people, y'all just been named from the Bible and freaking countries, list of names that we give. But but all that to say, right? Like, I don't think every day, like, oh, I don't think of, like, every day, oh, I'm black, I'm black, I'm black. Yeah. Like, you know you're black, but there's instances of where it reminds you or brings you back to, like, oh, being, like, when it's, like, being black means that, like, I'm different. Because, you know, I don't think of being black like I'm different than anybody else. It's just that, yeah. It's just a term that has been used or that's been created in history to divide us. But, like, when I meet someone that's white or if I meet someone that's Asian, we use that term because that's how we've been taught, but I don't look at them really any different than me. But once in a while, you get reminded as a black person that, okay, being black, like, other, some people see you as you're really black. When it means it's like, you're black, like, you're not like me. We're not the same human. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because one instance happened a few weeks back, and it's something really small, but as a black person, you would understand. It's how, like, okay, I'm like, you know, I work, and I'm having a discussion with, like, other employees, and, you know, people are just talking about, like, something about, like, their backgrounds or, like, just about, like, oh, you know, where I'm from, you know, this happened when I was a child and all. And mm-hmm. then someone asked me, like, yeah, so Frank, like, you know, or Aimé, like, oh, like, which school did you go to, you know, when you were younger? And I was like, yeah, no, so, you know, I'm from Ottawa, so I went to, like, this school there in high school, and I went to this school in primary school. And then someone out of the blue just said a comment, and then just and the person was, she was like, it's like, wait, aren't you born in Africa? And then I didn't think too much of it for that second, but then someone that probably heard what I said or knew that I'm born here was like, no, he's actually born in Ottawa. Or he said, but he said it in a way where he kind of trying to come into my defense. And then the person said it, she was like, oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't think that.
Yeah, yeah.
It only hit me when the other person came to my defense, which was actually a white person, but it came to my defense. It was like, nah, he's actually born in Ottawa. Like, what? Like, probably in his mind, it was like, well, you think right away that he's born in Africa because what? He's black.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't think too much of it until the comment was there. Yeah, the other person came to my defense, and I was like, oh. And then that moment, I realized, I was like, ha ha. You see, you can say to someone, I can tell someone, a stranger, that I'm born here, but for some, they're always going to look at you like, you're not really from here.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not Canadian like I am Canadian. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or you're not from the, like, you're not born, like I'm born here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to be that separation. And when I caught that, I was like, but it didn't hurt me. It was like ignorant, but it was like, when we talk about like, you know, people are ignorant, people are this and that. It's like, it could have been worse, but it was really small, but it does reaffirm the thing of like, as a Black person, how you view yourself. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's really like, I live a way where I know I'm Black, but I don't look myself as like, okay, because I'm Black, that's who I am. It's like really, I am who I am, you know what I mean? Through my experiences, but other people sees me as I'm a Black person. And that moment I was like, yeah, being like, they saw me as a Black person, but not only that, but because I'm Black, I'm different. And it's like, oh yeah, man.
I think that's the worst part. It's like, oh, because you look different, you are different. And some people, they even treat you like a different species, you know? But yeah, no, I definitely understand that scenario. You know what I mean? Like, I've definitely talked to a couple of people that, like, instantly they assume, oh, they're just like, oh, how long have you been in Canada for?
I think,
right? It's because, like, oh, yeah, you know, you talk like you're from here. Like, damn. I was like, okay, like, cause, you know, where do you think I'm from? I asked her, you know, and like she was like, oh yeah, you know, she made some guesses and stuff like that. Oof. And then I was like, no, you know, like, so I'm actually from here, you know, but if you want to talk about my roots, yeah, okay, I'm from so-and-so, but I was born here. And it's like, oh, okay, wow, you know, it's like they don't see it as they came here too.
It's like, okay, like I can meet, like I would never, like, you know, for example, I have like, you know, people that I know that are not like Black, but for example, are white. And, you know, if someone asks them, oh, where you're born or where you're from, and they say, oh, I'm born in Canada or anywhere here, nobody will question them or will be like, ah, hold up.
Yeah.
What do you mean by born here? Are you like, were you born in Africa and then at two, your family and you decided to immigrate here? Or they'll be like, oh no, it's automatic. Oh, it makes sense. But then when I say it, for some, they're like, okay, yeah. And then others, it's like, I'm not sure about, I'm not, I don't know if that's the truth. So that part, that little thing, that reaffirms of like, oh, when people attach being Black as like, it's like a racial thing, and then that creates separation. And it's like, hey, I can show you my paper. Like, I'm born on this Riverside Hospital on this specific year. Yeah. Like, there was me, my parents, three Black people in a hospital room. I can confirm you. You know what I mean? There's pictures.
Here's the database.
There's database. That's what I'm saying. But it just,
that's funny.
Little things like that. It reminds me of like, damn, okay, like I'm Black, but now it's like, like it's looked at in a different way. It's not just like, you know what I mean? It's just, I don't know. It's, you don't, I'm not thinking of like, oh, every day, like because I'm as a Black person, I'm different because I'm that's who I, that's how I look. That's who I am. It's like, no, there's more to it, but it says, but no, that was just one situation. I was like, that's interesting.
Another thing to relate to that too, right? Like I have like one of my uncles, like very close to the family, grew up with my father in Angola. Right. And so he's Caucasian. He's a white guy, right?
Okay,
so it makes me kind of wonder too of like how things were for them, you know, because it's like, let's say Africa was a hotspot, right?
Yep.
And like, okay, hey, everybody wants to come migrate to Africa, you know, for so and so reasons and all of that.
Yeah.
Right? And it's like, for us to be in whatever country in Africa, if we follow suit, nobody would question that, you know, we're not natives from there. You know what I mean? Unless if we, you know, maybe we can't talk the language or our accents are different, right?
Yeah.
They'll be like, huh, where are you from? Right? But it's like, it makes me kind of wonder, you know, how I was maybe for my uncle, right? Because it's like, hey, okay, as a white guy growing up where the majority is Black, you know, and it's like, it could have been a similar kind of thing where it's like, oh, hey, where are you from? But he was born in Angola, you know? So
I think that's, this thing is, but that's why it doesn't hurt me. It reaffirms me things, but it doesn't hurt me enough because I do accept the fact that, you know, when you talk about like that, your uncle, that's like, you know, that looks different. That's white and all that lives over there. Mm-hmm. For sure. There's a human thing of like, you know, when it comes to, like, that's from evolution, where it's like, you know, tribes or people that look a similar way or look the same, you kind of naturally go towards them. And when you see other people that doesn't look like you, there is a certain, like, okay, this person looks, they look different. And it's like that question of, like, who they are and all, right? That is fine. It's just more like if I'm not coming to you and I have like an accent or I sound different than, like, the way I talk, if I go to, I don't know, to French, for example, and I start talking in French, they'll know right away that my French is not from France. It's different. They're probably going to be like, oh, you're like French Canadian, or you're like, your French is from somewhere else. And I'll be like, oh, that makes sense, because it's a sound. It's like they hear how you talk and it's different.
Yeah. It's like being judged by how you sound.
Yeah. Right, by the senses. But then it's like, if me and you, we're talking the same way, my English is proper like your English, and then you're like, nah, but aren't you still not from Africa? It's like, nah, like, it's like literally like I went to the same probably school system as you did if you're from here. So I don't know, just interesting, like, sometimes it's like they don't have to go off of a lot to right away say you're not from here because I'm black. You know what I mean? How other, you know, instances or other people, you know, you got to do, there has to be a bit more proof or a bit more things that you have to show that's be like, okay, I see the little differences, nuances. But for me, it's like, apart from how I look, the way I am and the way you are, there's not too much difference. You know, like, I know as well the culture here. I know as well the politics and everything that comes about the culture, the Canadian, being a Canadian, right? So, yeah. No, that's interesting.
But one of the interesting things, too, like, I feel like, you see, because that shouldn't even, like, you know, goal-wise, that shouldn't even be a negative thing, right? Okay. Because it's like, you know, somebody meeting somebody that's, like, different for the first time, that should be what's favored. At least in my opinion, I feel like that should be what brings people together. You know, it's like, hey, you know what? You're not like me. Like, let me listen to your experience. Let me hear what you've done in life. Yeah. Where did you come from? Oh, wow. What's life like on that side of the world? Shoot, maybe I want to visit one day. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I feel good conversations should go, when you meet with somebody that's like, you know, you don't think is inferior or superior to you. You know, it's like on equal playing grounds. It's like, you have your experience. That's cool. I have my experience. You know, one time I was walking home one time. It was like in the AMs, maybe like 2, 3 AM, something like this.
Wait, are you telling people that you were walking or running at 2, 3 AM?
No, I was walking home.
Okay. But still, Khalilo, that's dangerous, man. As a black person, you shouldn't be doing that. But continue.
I gotta watch myself in these streets, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's like, yo, shoot, they're running away from us. I think we're safe. To me, they're running from us. So
Yeah.
So, you know, I was waiting for traffic light to change. And then, you know, this guy, he was waiting for, you know, the other parallel traffic light. Or he was, he was just waiting. He was waiting for the same traffic light. What am I saying?
Gotcha.
So he was waiting, and then he was just, you know, just struck up conversation, all that stuff.
Nice.
Like, oh, yeah, you know, nice night, all that jazz, sure. Mm-hmm. You know, and then he just started talking to me, telling me how he was a Satanist and all this jazz. So, you know, he was telling me all this stuff and all that kind of stuff. And I was just like, the whole time I was like, okay, you know, that's interesting, you know? Wow, okay, you know, just hearing him out before the light changes. You know, who am I to say I know enough about Satanism to be like, hey, whoa, you shouldn't do that. That's bad, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I feel like at the end of the day, you know, knowledge is knowledge. People can market any kind of way, but there's always going to be some positive things in there for you to elevate. And there's going to be some negative things in there. You know what I mean? Because it's like, obviously, maybe how they go about it is different, you know, or it's kind of like, you know, like when people talk about Hitler's book, right? Yep. It's like people look at that stuff and it's like it's clearly like a racist kind of book, you know, the way he was talking about other races, the way he was talking about Jews. It was like, oh man, it was like on a level where, you know, he's talking about how disgusting or how inferior these people are.
So like hatred for them. Tip,
obviously, that's a bad thing. You know what I mean? You're being taught to hate people.
Yep.
You know, which is division. That's bad. So it's like, I mean, you know, but just to get back to the gist of the story is that before I walked away, he stopped and he was just like, "Hey, you know what? You're a very like, you know, you're a very cool person.
You seem like a nice person." Yeah.
Yeah, because of the fact that maybe I didn't respond in a way that the majority was responding to him coming up and saying, "Hey, I'm a Satanist." It's like, "Oh, what? So you're trying to curse me?" You know what I mean? Or whatever.
Yeah, aggressively or,
Right? Yeah, because it's like, yeah, somebody can react that way. But it's like, maybe just the fact that I didn't acknowledge it in that fashion. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's, it changed his image of maybe even me or maybe even black people. Because who knows how he's thinking about Satanist book. You know, he's probably thinking that he's, the superior race and everybody else is inferior. So when he's talking to me, just that kind of interaction, it changes people's perspectives. And it's like somebody's perspective is something that can always be, adjusted or altered or whatever. It happens every single day with the media. We know how they move. You know what I mean? It's like, you got like, if you can put up the word slave and ask somebody the first image that comes up to mind, people are going to be like, Harriet Tubman, these people, like,
media might be the real Satan, they might be the,
I didn't say it, he did.
Where they're like, they have like so much control, like what they want to say. If they want to portray evil for us, like, I can do it in just a snap, like it's not easy.
You see, it's the thing, right? It's like, the media, I don't know. It's like, it's one of those things where it can do good. It did good with the, what's that? The whole situation there, George Floyd and all that kind of stuff. It did good with the, situations like Rodney King back in the day.
But, true. But at the same time, do you think that in cases like that, do you think that it was more about the people, like us, the way we reacted, or was it really the media? Because I think about it sometimes and I'm like, okay, for example, like police brutality and like black, like crimes are committed from the police to black people. Mm-hmm. I mean, even recently with Tyrese Nichols in Memphis, and there's other instances, things that happened the last however months or weeks, or it seemed like it always happened like every week or two, right? So if we were so mad about it on all cases, if everybody were grouped together and like, this specific situation, I'm mad about it and I want to talk about it, and all the people gather around, then that power is gonna have the media stressing, and they have to be like, okay, you know what, we should probably push this and like talk about it,
and that's the thing too, right? Because now we're living in a different era, right? Where it's like, okay, hey, let's think about Rodney King times.
Yep.
People were walking around with they had VHS things that they had to hold like this. You want to record something, and you want to get that good quality, you got to record it like this.
And they had to go like on marches, and that was like probably like their only way they could, voice their
opinion. Yeah. And, so you have those kind of like, videos where, unless somebody had a camera at the time, then you got lucky. But nowadays, 2023, everybody has one of these. Everybody has a cell phone, many cameras on the cell phone. So they're getting good quality. That's like quality that surpasses what was there before.
For sure.
So it's like, now with this, it's like, we have the platform of social media to, to show not only what the media will cover, but also what we'll cover, with our followers or whoever will stumble upon what we're releasing. Right. Yeah. So it's like, now put that to everybody. Everybody has platforms. Everybody has a base that they can share their ideas on.
Yeah,
And it's like, now that's what I'm saying, it's like, we don't have to just talk about slavery for Black History Month. Maybe that's what the media was talking about. Kept bringing up, stories and movies and stuff like this. Oh, celebrate, these people, these people who, they made a good accomplishments. Yeah. But they were, what were their status? Slave,
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have all these historical cultures, First off, there's the Haitians, like where they came from, like their history is so grand as well, and you have like, the Great Wall of Benin. We talked about that before.
Yep.
Kingdoms, the Maasai tribe, you know, like they, just who they are and how they interact with their environment is something that's like, I don't even know how to explain it. You know, I mean, lions run from them. Okay. Like just to set the record, that's like insane. Lions run from them. You know what I'm saying? They enter the team right away. They'll leave the food that they're eating because the Maasai is coming. Right. And then you have Zulu. You have all these kind of grand cultures that like are swept under the rug, you know, but you know, so forget slavery, move back. Find historical.
They don't want that. They don't want it because you know, I think sometimes, like, this thing, like, it's not, I think there, it could be a, I don't know if it's a genetic thing. I don't know if it's what it is, but like, I'm not, it's not about to create division or anything. But look at what you just spoke about, even things that are happening now, and that, but because that's how we name it, but Black individual create and do for the world. Mm-hmm. Man, we're something else. Like, you know, if you have to look at it on the bright side, like we are great. And I think that is the scariest part for whoever is in control, whoever don't want, like whoever are like at power, they know we're the biggest threat. Not saying that other communities or minorities aren't doing great things. Mm-hmm. Yes. But I really think that like, that's the thing, the like things that you're telling now, like there's a reason why not a lot of us know about it. Mm-hmm. It's not as simple as just like, oh, because, you know, it's like from way, way back, or it's like, no, you know, like, no, it's because we are special, but they just don't want us to be in a weird way. It's like, imagine if the tables were turned and we were the ones at the top.
Yeah.
How things could be different, because you know how like Black people, for the most part, like we're good. What I mean by that is like with other communities, we're not ones to be like, you know, just try to be racist to other communities or trying to like bring them down. It's like a lot of times we're very like kind of welcoming to them. It's like, hey, you know, you can be with us and whatever. But if we were in power, how things could be different, you know what I mean? Or if we were in control. But once like another, like if it's white supremacy,
that makes me think, you know what I mean? Because like the further back you go into ancient civilization and stuff like that, that's where you start to hear, you know, stories of like, oh, you know what, the majority of people were copper skinned. That's the word that they use, is copper skinned. You know what I mean? So it wasn't really black, but like it was like, you know, just people who had tones like us.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So it's like in those kind of civilizations, especially when you go back to, if you look into times where the Sahara Desert wasn't even a desert. It was like, you know, forest with vegetation and livestock, all this kind of stuff.
Yep.
Right? So it's like you go back into those times and you hear all these great things about how people were advanced back then, and you know, how we have so many structures that came from those times that can't be explained. You know what I mean? So it's like we're a society that's like, you know, heavily influenced by, you know, Roman society and like, you know, just that type of culture in general, you know. So it's like we kind of lost a lot of, you know, if society was different before, you know, like you look into cultures like Egypt, how they wrote their you know, hieroglyphs, all that kind of stuff, totally different system, but it was more symbolic, their culture. And when you talk about symbols and stuff like this, it's kind of like, you know, when they talk about hemispheres of the brain, you got the logical side of the brain and the creative side of the brain. Right. So now people can be polarized on, like, you know, whichever on one side more than the other. In this day and age, this kind of society is more logical. We need to, you know, see something in order to believe it. You know, somebody can go to whatever, you know, spiritual world that they've seen because of a near-death experience, come back into this world and try to explain it to society. You know, people can call you crazy. Like,
I don't have anything to show me that's like visual to our,
And a lot of things that are like, you know, from those times, at least based on, you know, like my research and my findings and things like this, is like it seemed to be a lot more symbolic in a way where it was like, it took a lot of more of the right brain type of style of thinking as opposed to more literal, logical type of thinking.
Yeah.
If you're having, you know, these kind of spiritual trance-like experiences that they're talking about, then, I mean, first off, you're entering like a totally different reality, even though you're in the same room as somebody else. You know, that's why they had people who were appointed, people who were shamans, people who were tribal, you know, tribal leaders, in a way where it was always like a spiritual priest, you know? And so with that, those would have been the kind of people that like understood that kind of trance work and, you know, worked within those kind of levels and states. So it's like, you don't find too many people, you know, talking about it now. Like, you know, of course, East End, like the Eastern part of the world, they're more, they have more of an understanding to that type of life, you know, but the West is very literal. So it's like, you know, you got this, they represent almost like the hemispheres of the brain in a very grand scale, you know, the East and the West. But then there's also the central, you know, where everything, you know, kind of like, you know, they, scientists say that, you know, a lot of life started in Africa. You look at a lot of the resources in Africa, it's resources that can sustain, you know, that kind of like living in those kind of creations. We had all the resources and things like this. So, of course, you know, if we're able to you know, kind of connect back to what that level of thinking did for us in the past, you know, then I mean, who knows, that's a very system changing type of feat. You know, so who knows, maybe that's why, you know, maybe that's part of the reason why, you know, you look at the sculptures, you look at the statues, a lot of the stuff's been like, you know, whitened out, you know, been like you revisioned. You look at the faces alone of like many of the statues, of course the noses are broken. There's a lot of stuff that clearly says that, like, hey, you know, who was in power in these parts? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was black people. But of course, you know, it's like, I don't know, the world's kind of getting a little bit whitewashed in a way where it's not balanced. There's not an understanding of balance where you know, black people can be, you know, respected on a grand scale, and white people and everybody else in the middle too. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, like,
It's like everybody can get their shine. It's like, why, like, there's never a time where like we can all get our shine and it's all in a, you could say a equal, equal matters. Like us, it's always like, you got to get one or two that gets the pride, and then the other ones kind of have to eat the leftovers. Exactly. Yeah.
And cause you know, you look at like, at you know, what we have today and everything like this, right, there's a lot of things that, like, of course, you know, black people have their inventions, other races have their inventions, but when we talk about like perspective and stuff, or even just creating there's a lot of things that like white people have done on a physical scale that's been great for us today, you know what I mean? So like all of that stuff, sure, how did they come about it? You know,
that's a mystery.
Stuff, how they came about it, but I mean, you know, what it is, like, if every race got to lead the world in their own way,
oof.
I mean, ultimately, it would lead to something that would be positive. I feel like that's the goal for everybody, but it's like getting to that goal, that's where the people find a lot of problems. You know, maybe there's one race that's like, hey, you can't do that, and it's like, oh, you know, or there's resentment. You know, that's what builds wars. That's what builds division. That, like, that still builds hate that can't be stopped. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At least it takes too long for it to be stopped. And yeah, so if you have, like, I mean, they did a lot of things that are good. You know, I mean, we have a very comfortable life as opposed to what we had before, because a lot of the things that's been created physically. You know, so it's like, you know, you can even acknowledge them and be like, hey, you know, in a physical world, what you accomplished is very masterful. It's like master.
Yeah, that's helped.
I mean, don't ask me to make a TV. You know, I don't know how I turn rocks into.
Just go on YouTube, man. YouTube search.
Go on YouTube.
No, TV? It's that easy, man. 2023. But yeah.
So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff. Like, every race deserves their kudos for what they brought into the game. But if the media and society is only focusing on one part of it, then it's like you're giving too much. It's kind of like how we have too much physical stuff right now that, like, people's goals aren't even purposely, like, they're not attached to their purposes. People's goals might be getting that 75-inch TV, you know, like 6 months from now if they work really hard, because it'll allow them to watch, you know, everything that they need to watch in HD, right? But then everything that they're watching might not contribute to their purpose, you know, or to their goal, to what they want to find in life, right? So it's like, if you have too much physicality, it's blinding. It's blinding. We see that today clearly. You know what I mean?
Yep.
People waiting for, you know, you get an iPhone or something, you get the next iPhone coming out, and people are just going crazy about it. It's like, yo, ask me to change my phone 5 years from now, at least.
Let me think of something that's like maybe a bit unrelated, but remember like the last episode, episode 90, when we talked about a little bit about like love. That's the thing. Like there's a lot of things that at times we want that is physical, but it doesn't fulfill us as much as things that are not physical, you know, like love. There's a reason why love, we are all looking for love, or we're all looking for something that's like that special, is because it's not, you can't, it's not something like physical where you can have it for a little bit and then get bored out of it and be like, ah, you know what? Like, yeah, I bought this Lamborghini and I felt like that was my dream. And like, okay, after 2-3 months, I got bored of it. I might just get another car. Or you know what? That's not, maybe it didn't fulfill me the way I thought it would.
Exactly.
You
know?
But if, for example, when it comes to love, if you find great love, like that fulfillment can be there long term. But physical things, for the most part, it's, or almost everything, it's temporary. You know what I mean? It's, it doesn't fulfill you for the rest of your life. You know?
Yeah.
It's for a moment.
Yeah. Because physicality in nature itself is always changing. Like it's something, it's not something that's like permanent. It's not immortal.
No.
You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, for society to understand life through a physical lens and a physical lens only, I feel like that's how a lot of people are moving now, man. Like just to look at it, like everybody, like, you know, a lot of, you'll find a lot of people, at least people that are portrayed in the media, people that are hot on like all these social media platforms. That we see more about.
That we talk about.
Cause not everybody, obviously. So it's like the people that, like the people that blow up and all these kind of things, it's like a lot of them, they'll blow up for like negative reasons as opposed to, right. And it's like, that's who they'll promote, and they'll be like, hey, you want to live life? Look at this role model. Live as well as they can, as they are, and you'll get whatever they maybe have. You know, so then they'll have some twisted idea that like, hey, for me to have a lot of money, a lot of cars, you know, for me to like talk bad to women, whatever, I'll get a lot of women, I'll have a lot of cars, I'll have all this kind of stuff. They go to try it. Some people, it works. You know, some people they can take a trend, you know, portray it themselves, and then, you know, follow whatever somebody else did, and it might work.
Yep.
But then it's like, if somebody's really after, you know, like their own type of purpose, I feel like that's where things get different, you know, because it's like society can present to you something, an idea of success, but that, you know, people like us, we will understand that like, hey, you know, that level of success, there's more to it than just, oh, I have a fancy car, I have so-and-so. If you base it just on that, then you're going to be working so hard that you have these things, but you're not going to be able to appreciate them. You know, so it's like you're just going to be working to maybe give that to somebody else.
Yeah.
but then when it comes time, you know, for you to really find out, oh, what are you living for? Oh, well, you know, I live for my family, for my friends, for whoever is around. But then they're always missing themselves. And I low-key feel like, not to just, you know.
Yeah.
Just wanted to chime in on that. Like, I low-key feel like it's like, you know, we all come to the world with a type of question. And, you know, we may not know what that question is, but it's like, that's part of the purpose as to what we're, you know, always going towards, right? So it's like, if you, like, the more we understand our question, then the more we can actually, you know, find the answer, because we'll be walking down that path, right?
Hold on. Wait. This is interesting. Wait, when you say about that question, do you think that's something that like, all of us have that one question that's kind of like our how can I say? Mm-hmm. So for example, like on for yourself, do you know what's that question, or is it still figuring out?
Good question. So I feel like I've had a better understanding of what that question is, but I can comfortably say that I have not fully resolved or realized what the question is.
Okay.
But that's why I'm saying, you know, that these are the years where I'm like understanding more of what my heart's telling me. You know, that's why I'm following that, and I'm just like, you know, following my intuition, and it's been bringing me to places that like I feel can contribute to what I actually want to find in life. Because don't ask me about like, oh yeah, you know, what career do you want to do for the rest of your life, all that kind of stuff. It's like I've always had like trouble with that question in high school. Yep. You know what I mean? But like I always knew how I wanted to feel.
So
like, I felt like I've always been chasing a feeling rather than like a career or a physical type of experience that'll make me feel fulfilled, you know, like
I see what you mean. It's kind of like you never, it's not about like the, mm-hmm. is the what you it's not say like the what you do is just more like what brings you the best, like the what gives you the best feeling. But it doesn't necessarily have to be centered around a specific category or specific if it's job that you know you must have.
Give me $1 million and a Ferrari and a nice house today.
Yeah,
I know I still won't be 100% fulfilled because I know, like, okay, hey, then with all this money comes obviously responsibility. You know what I mean? That's why I like a lot of people that like make those big, like big figure millions and all that kind of stuff. It's like, I mean, it has to be your passion because like you're always going to be working. You're always going to be like making sure people are doing what they need to do in order to sustain and maintain that. So it's like, that's why it's like, hey, if I win the lottery or whatever, all that kind of stuff, a lot of people lose that money quick because they don't understand how to maintain or grow, like have that money grow into something more, you know? So it's like, you bought a nice house. That's cool. Can you pay for the fountain? Can you pay for all the, like, you know, chocolate, like, or all this kind of stuff? Like, can you pay for your cars? Can you pay for all this kind of stuff while you're still making money and making a profit? A lot of people, it's like, nah, you end up buying a Lambo that you can't afford, you know? So something's going to happen, you know, if they lose their money, something's going to happen. They're going to have to sell the car to make more money, you know? So it's like, I don't know. It's like, you know, that's not the answer. It's like, obviously there's more to it. There's a lot that we have to understand mentally. You know, we have to understand discipline on how, like, what we need to do, how we need to think, how we need to operate in order to get us to those millions and sustain or even grow it. You know, there's lots of our emotions that we need to understand in order for us to, you know, like for, you know, emotions for us to, you know, understand, you know, what we're feeling, how we react to things or respond to things rather than reacting to things. You know, it's like we need to be intelligent on all aspects of life. Spiritual. It's always good to have a spiritual sense of self, man. Like, that's people who don't have a spiritual sense of self, I feel bad for you. Because it's like, then there's it's like you come to this world, you know, you probably sleep, just see, you know, black when you sleep.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you have your dream, which is nice if you remember, but then you wake up, you know, and it's like you live your day, you go whatever in some kind of loop, whatever that they're in. And then it's like, I don't know. It's like, it's not 100%, you know, but it's like somebody who has like a sense of spirituality, they're like connected to something more, even if it's just faith. You know what I mean? Like, you got a lot of people that like, I, you know, like they go to church, and I love the idea of church. You know, it's just, I hate the judgment that some people might feel entitled to because they go to church. That's the So I don't like that aspect, but I love the idea of church because you're going somewhere, you know, they always got nice music, you know how black churches do. But yeah, it's always, it's like, it's very uplifting to a very like energetic, high degree. You know, you're dancing, you're feeling whatever presence you're feeling, but it's like, you know, it's like ultimately you get your vibration raised. You know, you're around people that like understand the deepest parts of how you think. You know what I mean? That's why I'm just like, okay, you find a community, like Christians, for example. You find a community with other Christians that understand what you're talking about.
That's
perfect, you know, because it's like, hey, you get to walk out of church on that Sunday morning with the raised energy to go and complete another week in whatever world you're walking into. Some people can walk into a world of negativity, but they come back to church and they feel ready to face another week. So on that degree, I feel like, church is a very wonderful idea, or whatever rituals come to somebody, you know, once a week or whatever, you know, like those rituals, I feel like very important to keeping us like motivated and energized to even chase what we want, you know? So,
that's
5 cents, my bad. And
that's right there. What it is with a conversation for days. We start about Black History Month and we end up talking about spirituality and Black churches. So it all comes back to being Black. So we're not trailing that, you know, we're not trailing off like to the point where we're not even talking about us. You know, it still comes back to us. But you know, another thing too, I just wanted to finish off when it came to the story I told about, like, you know, just as a Black person, when you realize, okay, you're Black and you're different. But also that's another thing when it's like, okay, when you, like, I think, you know, the one thing that is funny that I hear when, you know, when we say about other races that's not Black, that's like, oh, you know, white people, for example, something they do is crazy. You know, it's like, oh, that's white people. And then I look at it, and most time I'm like, it makes sense. It's like, yeah, they do things. They do things that are like much different than, for example, in the black community. But the thing too is because this, as a white person, that our experience versus our experience, as a black person, I know that, for example, when it comes to my work, even in that situation that happens, that reaffirms something I already knew, but that I have to work, as a black person, I have to work twice as hard as someone that's not. And I have to be the nicest. I have to be polite. I have to do so many. I have to be like the perfect person almost, or like a good person and do everything so great because I know it. The moment that I slip up or I do something that's considered wrong, then the repercussions, the consequences can be greater for me compared to someone else because of how I look. So that's where I think when it comes to like when we say, oh, these people are crazy, I think also it's just because of when we talk about race, because of who they are, you know, they're able to do things that they subconsciously they don't have to think about because of how I look, I have to behave a certain way. But for us, man, if there's a lot of things that we have to, like for me, when people are like, oh, you know, you're a good person. And it's like, okay, based on my behavior, it makes sense. But also it's because as a black person, I felt like the things that I've seen and everything, I felt like there's a need I have to behave well. You know what I mean? Because I know some of the things that can be that people can do wrong on me because I'm black. And the perfect example is when we see on social media or we see on the news with police brutality. Like now I drive, right? And, you know, there's times where I'm thinking, okay, I could have a drink or I could do this. But if I know that, okay, I'm still a novice driver, I just started driving and I'm not allowed to do it, then I'm not going to do it. Because I know every time I'm driving, there's always a possibility of me getting arrested. And I know that if I did something wrong, of how they're going to treat me, it's going to be different. So it's like kind of like that mindset of like, I always have to be at my best, perform at my best, and be good to everybody. You know? And some could associate it being a good person, but I really think it's a mix of how I grew up. Yes, for sure. I had, you know, a good structure. I've had good people in my environment. So it's not like all of it is only because I'm black, but there is a factor that we can't deny that is when you're black, if you want to be treated good enough, when I say good enough, like to where you don't, good enough, then you really have to be a good person. Like you gotta put in the effort day by day because of how we look, you know?
That's interesting. I like that you brought that up, right? Because I mean, let's see, because I feel like that could be, somebody can, you know, have that in their head, you know, when they're going throughout their day and stuff like that. But it's also like, you know, there's a lot of people that have that in their head. And then when they get stopped, it's like they kind of react with that mindset that like, I'm already being judged. You know what I mean? So with that, that's why I feel like, you know, you see a lot of this stuff on social media, a lot of like, you know, bad people getting like choked out and all this kind of stuff, tased, shot, you know, and all this kind of stuff, right? But then it's like things escalate, you know, not because only like one person. Somebody can come at me with like, you know, oh, hey, I think you're guilty, all that stuff. All right, yo, let's go talk about it. You know, you want to talk about it in the police station? I know I'm innocent, so let's go talk about it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to put myself in a position where, you know, I'm going to end up on news as the next choked out brother because I didn't want to listen or whatever. You know, it's like, okay, hey, if you want to play that game, then okay, challenge accepted. Like, I'm more willing to find, like, you know, the kind of route where it's like, take me to, you know, if I'm at your station, maybe I might not want to talk to you. So I'll request to talk to somebody else. Maybe, you know, let me talk to somebody that like is higher than you. Like, not everybody at the police station would have that same mentality that he has. You know, so it's like, cause I met, you know, yo, this is one place I was driving, you know, I have this one chill spot that's like behind the community center. And it's above the hill, and it's just nice. You can see the moon, you can see the, you know, part of the city and everything. It's a really dope spot. So I was going there, and then I noticed I passed the police officer on my way up. It's like, it's just a quiet neighborhood.
Yep.
Right. So I noticed the police officer, he started following me. So instead of me going to the community center, I just decided to go around the roundabout and come back just to see if he was gonna So yeah, on my way back, he flashed the lights, and then he stopped me. So I was like, here we go.
Here we go. This is what I see on the news. Yay.
So I was like, okay, hey, you know what? I'm just gonna keep it real, you know. So I was like, he came up. And you know, he was like hi and everything. I was like, I just treated like, you know, I was talking to somebody.
A conversation.
Right. Because it's like, you know, he came up to me and said, you know, oh hi, how was your night? You know, he was actually a nice dude. So that's why I'm like, you know, hey, you know, I know not everybody in the precinct is gonna be, you know, the kind of person that's like, now, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. It's not all of them. We're not gonna generalize, but there is certain that like, yeah, for sure.
Seen cops, man, like, you know, they have this look to them, and it's like they look at you, but it's like you just feel just negativity, you know. I've had those situations as well, and
really,
like, but with this one, I like picking at this story because, like, you know, I was just treating the guy normally, and you know, just like, oh hey, he was just saying like, oh, you know, I forget what he said, but he was like, oh, there was like some situations that happened up there, you know, which is why I'm just watching the area. So it's like, hey, you know, if I was just wondering like why you were going up there, the community center is closed, everything's like that. So I just explained to him, you know, I was just like taking an extra detour on my ride because I was listening to some music. And I didn't want to go home just yet. You know what I mean? So that's why I told him. It's like, okay, you know, I understand. Okay, you know, it's just because like some situations happened. When he said that, I was like, shoot, yeah, no, like there are some things that I've seen over there. You know, like, you know, some.
So I get it. Yeah, it makes sense. It's not just like it's not something he would just make like made up. Like you actually, you've heard some. Yeah.
Somebody took a prostitute to that parking lot.
Oh, you know, okay.
I literally saw them like smashing. Yeah. They didn't even care. I parked, obviously not near them. You know what I mean? But
it's okay. You can't tell the word though. You were doing some observing. You know, no, it was like live pornography. Hey man, it's all good. Freaky, freaky, Lilo. Logic.
It didn't even look good, bro. Like this guy, he literally had his car door open and he was just like,
whoa. Doggy. Yeah, doing that. Yeah. Oh boy.
So after that, I was like, yo, bro. I told the officer, I was like, I understand. Like it's some shady stuff that goes on here. You know, so we had a laugh, and then like he literally wished me a good night. I wished him a good night, and that's it. He just let me go.
With you.
Way, you know, and like no, there was no speck of energy. I said that right. There was no speck of energy.
I know, but go on. Nobody heard it. No, I can edit it.
there was no bit of energy.
Yeah, like bad energy.
Yeah, with any type of negativity, no racial energy, nothing like that. That was a good dude. And I was like, yo, energy reacts to energy. You come at somebody negatively, which I've seen, by the way. I've had a friend, I was walking with him.
Yeah.
And like, you know, he came from like the neighborhoods where it's like, oh, okay, you got to watch your back if you're there. Right. So he, when we were chilling, he had that mindset to him always. So we were walking down, and there were these guys that walked past us.
Yep.
Right. Now, these guys, they had a serious look on their face, but they look confused. Okay. You know what I mean? Okay. They look confused, right? So I look at my friend, and my friend like literally has this mean mug on his face, right? And then so I passed by the guys, and then you know when he was talking to me afterwards, he was like, "You see those guys over there? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know you gotta be careful, man. You know, like you gotta you can't trust them." And I was like, "Like, bro, you know you started that whole situation, right?
By doing your with your not yeah.
But yeah, because I'm just like, yo, you see like that kind of idea that was already in your head when you saw them come by, you saw them as." Mm-hmm. I looked at your face, bro. You treat.
But that's like but that's probably too based on his environment. It's like a lot of it out of fear. So he's kind of he just based on how he's been living and his environment, he just couldn't trust anybody. So everybody for him or a stranger for any stranger that was passing by was like an enemy or could be a possible enemy.
Exactly. Right? But just the fact that like it's you know it's the ideas we have in our head that like we have to know when we're actually you know being
like.
People with very little information on them. We don't know even their name at times. We don't know their names, but we're ready to judge them and call them people that like act like this. Oh, this one is a Karen. Look at this. She doesn't want to help me. You know what I mean? It's just like, I mean, she could be a Karen. She could not be. But it's like, you know, you're not making the situation any better for yourself. You're just literally just like looking for trouble at that point.
Yeah. You might think she's a Karen, but she's a Caroline, you know?
Carolines,
you know. I've met some Caroline, you know? They weren't the Karens that we talk about. So, you know, I can give them a pass, even though it's very close from Karen, you know.
Yep.
That's so cool. Damn. But you know, we've talked a lot. That was good because we went, you know, right and left, did a little bit of center, you know what I mean? It's kind of like a soccer game. We were all over the place, you know.
This is a very multi-layered kind of concept or idea or episode. So it's like we're definitely gonna, you know, in the future have like, you know, guests and stuff like that where we can share different opinions.
Yes, I think we need to have like, you know, conversation that we're having now, because the thing is like we can do this us two, you know, that's what we do every day. But I know that there's other people that enjoy conversation like this where we can just go deep on things, and I think I just want to get more of that, because even in guests that we had before, people that we never had, I know there's like this conversation that we can have that will be like,
yeah,
that's not going to be fine everywhere, or that can be really interesting. I think we just have to find people that are, you know, are comfortable enough to have this conversation, or either that or really enjoy having those deep conversations about certain subjects. So we'll put that into work for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's in the future. Nice. Yeah. But,
kind of like to hear extremes as well, you know, because we're very like, you know, in the middle, you know what I mean? We're very like,
for sure,
yeah, with our opinions and stuff, but like based on somebody else's experience, maybe they had the experience where it's like, nah, I can't trust the cop at all, you know what I mean?
Example, yeah, no, that's true. It's also that kind of brings like really interesting, good debates when it's like, or discussion where it's like you have opposites and you're kind of see, okay, from your point of view, and they have a different point of view. So that's something that we can, we will need to have more on the podcast when it comes to guests that have like, you know, it's not, we don't have the same opinion on everything.
Yeah. We're just starting it off. You know, we're just like, you know,
yeah,
we made the little snowball. We just got to roll it.
and then everybody can just pitch in and say, you know, what they feel, you know, if they agree or disagree. Right. But we're all, we're not ones to be offended if, oh, you have a different view and you don't believe everything that we say. It's like, no, you know, that's the beauty of life. You know, we can able to construct, you know, different philosophy ideas, but at the end it should all be in a, you know, obviously space where there's no hate. For me, it's like, if there's no hate between each other, then we can talk about anything, honestly, you know,
100%. Yeah.
And have different opinions. Like I don't care too much about that. It's really just, hey, I know I'm black, so don't try to hate on me because I'm black. If you can't hate on me because I'm black, then it's good. Okay, we can have a solid debate. Right?
Exactly. Otherwise, yo, man, 100%. That was a solid introduction to a Black History kind of episode.
for sure. So for everybody that listened to the episode, we appreciate it. This is not just for black people. Anybody that's been following us, listen to it. please. We're you know. Because we're black, we got, you know, we have that need to talk about it, but it could also be something that from it you can learn, and you can have a conversation with, you know, other people, and just have to be with other black people, but people, and just, I don't know, maybe you might learn something, you know, about what we talked, our experiences, and be like, oh, I never thought of this, or, oh, maybe I knew this, but now that you said it, you know, it's okay, it's interesting. So yeah, but you know, I think now it's the best or the perfect time. It's that time for, you know, those little songs, you know, that people need to vibe it out. Earpods, if you have headphones, you know, if you have those, anything, man, you know, AI in your ear. I don't know. So it's Music for Days segment. So we're going to bring y'all, you know, some of our songs or song of ours, you know, that we enjoy listening to or that we want to share to people. So let's see. You know what? I'm going to start it off because I'm excited about this.
All right.
I know, it's a little bit different, but it's because, I don't know, for whatever reason, but man, okay, I mean, he's a great artist. If you don't know him, you should definitely check him out. Rema. You know, you know, he's like a superstar, like Afrobeat artist. He's great. But
is it Rema or Rema?
Probably.
I think I've heard Rema.
You know what? I've always said Rema, but it could be Rema. I don't know. I mean, maybe it's my I don't know how to pronounce it. I think it could be Rema. I don't know. But either or, it's, you know, Rema. So that's his name. So if you know, you know. And he dropped like I don't even know if it's an EP. It's just two new songs he dropped and one. And that second song, boy,
it hit.
Yeah, the last few days I've been listening to that. And it's called The Reason You. Reason You. And just everything about the song is like, I love that. Great song. So like, if that's not one of his biggest songs this year, I'll be shocked. But at the same time, every intro that he does on his songs always says, another banger. So it's like, he has so many big songs that this could be big for 1 week, and then he drops another one next month, and then that other song, new song, like just is even like 10 times better or even gets more popular. So, you know, yeah, it's another banger from him. But for me personally, it's like one of those where like, man, it's like a masterpiece in my opinion. So
that's
my song. Yeah. Reason You by Rema, whatever you want to say it, you know, pronounce it. Exactly. That's simple.
That's
what about you?
Yo, for me, I'm going to hit y'all with some common sense. Aha. The artist name, Common, of course, you know, legendary rapper, you know what I mean?
OG.
OG, for sure. And I appreciate his music, you know what I mean? Like, his music, it's got some knowledge to it. So one thing is, it comes from the album Black America Again.
Okay.
So, I mean, obviously it's relative to our topic today.
Yes.
And, you know, one of the dopest songs, my favorite song from the album is Letter to the Free. You know, it's with him featuring Bilal, too. So, I mean, you know, check out that one. You know, and in the famous words of DMX, you know, rest in power, is forget the beat, listen to the damn words, right? So, you know what I mean?
That's powerful.
Too much of our music right now, you know what I mean? And it's like, too much of our music right now. Like, black people are very, like, musical people. Like, music has a very, like, powerful influence in our lives.
Soulful,
That's why, you know, you look at our churches, you see how they move. But so it's like, you know, if the words in a song is negative, but the beat is fire, people are going to absorb that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, enjoy it.
It's going to stay. It's going to stick, right? So whether they like it or not, they might just end up snapping on somebody for stepping on their shoes when that's not part of their personality in general.
No. Right?
So it's like with this, you know, listen to the words, you know, understand what he's saying. Mm. And, it's the message. The message is the most important thing. So, I mean, that's what I'm going to go for on this track. Common, Bilal, Letter to the Free from album Black America Again. Peep that.
Good stuff. Yeah, no, but that's what I'm saying, man. I think, you know, each is his own in terms of, like, what music you listen to. But as I got older, like, that's why I enjoy R&B, but also some music from Africa, like Afrobeat or African. Yeah. Oh, I think Afro, because the thing is, there's both sides of me, you know, there's like that side where it's like, the romantic, the words that I can relate or I can understand. It's like the message is great. You know, I love that part, but then there's the, you know, I do enjoy dancing. I do like a fun, I have the positive and fun aspect of me. So that Afrobeat brings it too. But even in Afrobeat, there's some messages. It's like, oh, it's there. It's just very, it's in their own language. Sometimes you have to kind of find the translation. But but the message, the part that you say, as I got older, I'm more about really what they're saying compared to what's just the beat, you know? Because nowadays with like technology and how you can make beats, I don't know, for me, it feels like it's, not saying it's easy, but it, I mean, the beats that are
easier than it was now, before.
it's easier. Yeah. So in a way, it's like we can hear crazy beats, but at the end of the day, I think the songs they're gonna hold on with time are the one that had a message or had meaning, you know?
Yeah. That's why Michael Jackson's music is timeless.
You know
what I mean?
I know.
Like, everything he said, he never preached no, like,
you know, like hatred, like, no.
Whole album called Bad, and he redefined what the word bad means. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because nothing in there was bad. It was nothing was negative. It's like this man, you know, he was what he left, what he put out into the world, the kind of stuff that's timeless that he put out, the stuff that's actually positive, stuff that like
exactly
instead of like, you know, degrades the whole race or society, you know, and like conforms to, you know, just what the media says is hot.
Exactly. Yeah. So
it's like, he went his own route, and he's the kind of talent that's like undeniable, right? So the fact that he didn't change to, you know, change his style to match what was going on and what was number one
at that time. Yeah.
Because I mean, he was number one, obviously, but like number two, number three, all this kind of stuff. It was kind of like, you know, it could have been mainstream stuff. Yep. You know, like, so I mean, he was really just something else on his own, man. Like,
definitely.
You don't get that title for nothing.
No. But on that note, no, Kalilo, another, Rema would say, another banger.
Another banger.
And, so stay tuned, y'all. We'll drop it soon. And then another one will come through. And we'll just go, you know, week by week and drop some good knowledge for y'all. And Kalilo, man, give us the grand conclusion, man.
All right. So, you know, don't forget to always stay tuned. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's like, sure, if we're 3 stars, 4 stars, then tell us why. Otherwise, if we're 5 stars, you know, just give us a good props and we'll be cool, you know?
tell us either why we're great or why we suck, you know? Exactly. It's all about balance, you know?
It's all about balance, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, if you don't acknowledge the negativity, you'll be blinded by whatever positivity comes into life. I hit y'all with a little bit of that, and then...
say it 10 more times.
Yo, if you don't acknowledge the negativity in your life, you'll be blinded by the positivity.
Man.
So that's why I'm going to just leave it at that. But it's like, and that's not to say that, hey, bad things are good, but just don't forget how you felt throughout those situations, because those are situations you don't want to happen again. So learn from it so that you don't repeat history. That's it. Simple stuff. Yeah. I'm just gonna leave that there, you know?
Yeah, honestly, man, we gotta end on this, man. I ain't gonna say nothing else after that, man. It's I'm done.
I think I'm done too, bro. So you'll always stay safe, happy, healthy, always wealthy, and always tuned in, right? I gotta add that now. So So, we'll catch you guys on the next episode. Otherwise, peace and chicken grease.